This is the third in our series about social life in big cities. And today, we've come to the eastern edge of Brixton in South London, an area of battered Victorian terraces and 1950s council flats. And here, on a particularly dreary, wet Sunday afternoon, the one place positively buzzing with activity is the local coin-operated launderette. At first sight, the launderette seems hardly an ideal place to linger in. The walls are covered with yards of faded plastic panelling, and the neon strip lights overhead cast a glare over everything. The washers are lined up in rows with foot-high benches in front so that customers sit with their backs against vibrating machines, avoiding protruding handles and the occasional leak. Icy blasts from the door cut right through to the drying area, where the temperatures are easily tropical. I spoke to one regular, Mrs. White, and asked her what brought her to the launderette.
Do you know, I wouldn't buy a washing machine even if I could afford one. It's not that I don't need one. Goodness knows, my husband's an invalid and bedbound, and my son's a diabetic, so he has spells in bed too. No, it's just that when things get on top of me, it's a great comfort to be able to get out of the house for a while and come down here and have a chat with May and Bernie.
May and Bernie are the two lady attendants at the launderette. They each work five shifts of 4 hours a week. The job is really one of supervisor, reporting breakdowns to the owners, cleaning up and giving change for the machines, keeping the washing powder dispenser full, and watching out for the 12-year-olds who struggle in with the family wash, in case they flood the place. It's very much a family business, with May and Bernie as the matriarchs. They oversee their customers' activities with the practical air of ward sisters in a hospital and issue directives in soft voices, telling them the best way to fold sheets and reprimanding them when they put too much powder in the machines. Their customers respond by obeying every word and pouring out their troubles like children. The strapping men who hand over their bags for a service wash linger for some of the advice their mother would have given.
Those socks need darning, dear. They're going to last the winter. Oh, and next time, scrub those collars before you bring them in. They'll wash much better.
May is knocking off, and Bernie's shift is beginning. Now it seems the launderette is under threat. It's part of a block which is to be demolished if the council has its way.